This is Ozarks at Large. There is an effort gaining momentum in Fayetteville toward the creation of more public art. The fundraising event Refresh Fayetteville will take place Sunday night, and it's intended to continue a conversation about the role of public art in the city, as well as raise some money to help fund a couple of specific public art projects, and ultimately, supporters say, help make Fayetteville an arts destination for visitors. Matt Miller, a visual artist based in Fayetteville, has made increasing the amount of public art in the town a priority, and he's been instrumental in putting together the Sunday evening fundraiser at Greenhouse Grill. Last week, I met Matt Miller at his studio, located just off the square in downtown Fayetteville, to talk about the Refresh Fayetteville event. His space is large. He has easels, paint, and works in progress that surround him.
Art and paint and just a big mess pretty much constantly. I try my best, but yeah, there's a lot of art going on, and then lots of creatives just come in and out all day long, and so it's just a constant open conversation of creativity.
The push for more public art sprang out of community-generated meetings, the Fayetteville Forward Initiative and the Creative Economy Action Group. Both bodies were created to be catalysts for community discussion and action. Miller says a recurring theme at the meetings was a strong desire to have the streets, walkways, and other spaces in the city populated with art created for locals by local artists.
So how do we make that happen? And it's just, what I'm starting to find out is you just need to go do it. And you need to talk to the people with the spaces and make sure it's cool with them, show them design, and just make it happen. And not wait on someone to ask you to do it.
Well, the event Sunday night will help raise money to pay for a pair of initial public art projects. Miller says it's just as important to bring the conversation about public art to more people, not just the sculptors and painters who might create the work. To get a conversation started about public art in Fayetteville, you merely have to walk outside of Matt Miller's studio. Within a few minutes walking distance are several examples. Hank Kamitsky's Peace Fountain is in front of the town center. Utility boxes on the square have been turned into works of nature-inspired art by Jason Jones, and nearby storm drains are adorned with local art. And just a few feet from Miller's studio door is a parking garage where he's created panels of art on overhangs that loom over parked cars.
So this is a project that came about specifically just because it's right here outside the studio. I had to look at it every day. People had to look at it every day. And it was just calcium deposits and runoff from the gardens. And it was just like, man, it could be better. And so I'd walk, you know, my landlord is Ed Bradbury, and I just opened that conversation with him, and he was open to it. He's like, just let me see a concept and an idea, and we'll see what we can do. And they were a little afraid of the permanence of it, so I pitched another idea of panels. And so we went with a panel idea so they can be taken down if they ever were to sell it or were to ever want to change it out or do something different.
Miller says since he began trying to engage others in conversations about public art in Fayetteville, the response has been enthusiastic. Several painters have expressed interest in creating their own murals on specific spaces of abandoned buildings or other public places.
I'm like, well, what project do you want to do? And they're like, well, there's this retaining wall that I look at every day that I've been thinking about it. And it's, I'm like, well, we want to help facilitate that and fund it and help fund it. So that's what the fundraiser is all about, is to actually help them realize that dream or that desire.
The fundraiser Sunday night will include live music, food, and a silent auction of items made by local artists. Proceeds will help fuel public artwork in the city's future. Miller has already committed to helping start the movement by putting paintbrush to cinder block.
It will immediately fund a project in Greenhouse Grill's parking lot. There's a building that we've got okayed by the owners. And if you've ever noticed it, if you eat at Greenhouse, it's on the right side. It's just a big cinder block building. And we've been talking with the owners, and they're very open to it. They just want to see what that's going to be. I actually spoke with them today, and they're excited about it.
Another project on the drawing board would be along the Frisco Trail near downtown Fayetteville.
Those are the initial projects we have our hands on. We have people that can do it. We know, but we're very open to any medium. The idea is to get it out there to where it is visible and it stays out there for a decent amount of time would be the idea, but we're definitely open to collaborations and all kinds of stuff. Because who knows where this will take us, which is kind of part of the fun, you know?
Eventually, Matt Miller says he'd like to have pieces of public art all over.
It could be walking around a corner in a garage or whatever. You know, we talked about doing this parking garage below that not too many people go down there, but it'd be a sweet spot to have a big big positive message or something.
Works of public art, of course, are not always universally loved. Find any city committed to placing art in highly trafficked areas, and you'll find a city that's had at least one highly emotional public debate about the value, message, or quality of a piece of public art. One passerby piece of inspiration is another's dogs playing poker. If a city is serious about dramatically increasing the number of public artworks, how does a group responsible for facilitating those works take into account differences in taste?
That's a good question. I think you do have to think about it in some sense. You can't just put up anything. You definitely can't do that. That would just be, who knows what would happen at that point. Projects we want to be involved with, we want to portray some form of positive message. And as far as that goes, you as an artist, you can't have that fear or that insecurity. You can't let that hold you back from what you feel like you're supposed to do. You have to just move forward and do your best with the project at hand. And what we'll do is people will bring us a project that they want to do. And if it's like, you know, we're like, yeah, that's going to be like 2% of Fayetteville is going to like that. Sorry, we can't fund that. But, you know, come back with something with a positive message and something that might be a little more appropriate for Fayetteville's style and what we're kind of about here. Because you don't want to do something just obscene or abstract that just doesn't make sense in the location. You got to take in all elements. But you can't try to please everyone. That's definitely not possible.
The conversation about the role of public art in Fayetteville is scheduled to continue Sunday night at the event titled Refresh Fayetteville at Greenhouse Grill, beginning at 5. I spoke with Matt Miller last week on the Fayetteville Square. This is Ozarks at Large.